This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalam ala Rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, Sister Yashmin, she's always the first. How are you? Brothers and sisters, this is Sister Yad Wazazi. We're coming you to the series Walking with the Prophet. It's the Seerah. But today, as I've been always saying, that it's not just a Seerah series, it's more than, it's Seerah and beyond. Because we talk not just about the events or incidents that happened in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we also talk about the person, the persona of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his personality. We talk about him as a human being, as a husband, as a brother. We talk about him as a leader, alayhi salatu wasalam. We talk about him as a teacher. We talk about him as a father, inshallah ta'ala. So today, inshallah ta'ala, will be an interesting day, because today we're going to spend a day with the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. So those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook, welcome back. Zakumullah khair for joining. Today's going to be a special day, because I'm not going to go through, the actual seerah, because we went last, yesterday we talked about Prophet Muhammad entering Medina, the inauguration of the masjid, we talked about the masjid of the Prophet, we described the Prophet, the masjid of the Prophet. But today we want to spend one day or one night with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All right, so let me ask all of you how you guys are doing. Those of you on Instagram, those of you on Facebook, who's out there on Facebook? I don't know why I cannot read Facebook. I have no idea why. How's everybody doing? How's Naz and Aim Thabit and Naz Thabit and Karima and Samantha and Yasmin? All the regulars are always here. I know it takes a little bit of time for all the others to come, to come live. But we'll give them a chance, inshallah ta'ala. We're just going to give a minute. Get your books ready, your notes ready. I hope you'll be taking notes today, because as I said, today will be a very, very special day. Living with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, or walking with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, upon the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad. Karima, where in the world have you been? It's been just a long time. What is going on? Where have you been? Hiding, in Belgium, where there's nothing, what's going on? I hope you guys are doing all right. Bi khair walhamdulillah. All right. Light spread, just join as well. Who is on Facebook? Why cannot read these things? Why? No, I don't understand why I cannot read Facebook. Why can I need read Facebook, you guys? No, switch that. Here we go. Give me 1 second. Guys, inshallah, I'm just trying to fix this. Why did you touch it, man? There we go. Okay. Yalla, bismillah. So, what is the barnamaj of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What does he do? How was his day? Have you ever wondered how does Prophet Muhammad spend his day? When does he normally give lectures or sermons or reminders? When does he go and meet the Sahaba and talk to them? When does he go actually and meet his wives and visit them? When does he eat? Have you ever wondered when does he eat? Prophet Muhammad, like his breakfast, when does he have breakfast? When does he have lunch? When does he have dinner? What does he eat for breakfast? What does he eat for lunch? I mean, have you ever wondered, brothers and sisters? Have you ever wondered about Prophet Muhammad, his diet, for instance? The diet of the Prophet, wouldn't you want to know about his diet? Wouldn't you want to know about, his sleeping, patterns? Like, where does he sleep? What time does he wake up? Does he do qailula? Does he not? Sometimes does he, does he do it all the time? Or, I was wondering about you know, the schedule, like the program of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, his daily routine. So today, inshallah ta'ala, that's what we're going to talk about, bi-idhnillah. I want to take you all, inshallah ta'ala, to visit Prophet Muhammad. Who's ready? Instagram, who's ready? Facebook, who's ready? Who's ready to go and visit Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Come on, you guys. We want to go visit him in his home, alayhi salatu wasalam. Let us go and visit Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. I want to describe you. In fact, I want to describe his home to you. Ya hala musliman azimali and riyadi tisaman layla and nawal. You, the giants have woken up. The Belgium connection, you know, has finally woken up. The Belgium connection, you know. This is like the Moroccan way of welcoming, you know, us Moroccans. So brothers and sisters, you guys are ready, inshallah ta'ala. Yalla bismillah. We are going to go visit Prophet Muhammad in his home, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going to knock at the door, and then we want him to open the door, and then we want to go inside, or we're just going to go and see what he does, alayhi salatu wasalam. We're going to start before Fajr. We're going to start before Fajr. We're going to start, you know, early in the morning. We're going to start, you know, as he is sleeping. I'd like you to use your imagination with me, okay, brothers and sisters? I'm going to describe the events, and today it will be like you're watching a movie, right? Like you're watching a very nice documentary. Get your, you know, teas or your coffees, get your chocolate. If you're from Belgium, get your chocolate or hot chocolate. Get your, you know, whatever you need to get, right? Your atay, get your Moroccan tea, huh? Get your Moroccan tea, have a sit somewhere and relax and let's have fun. What we're going to do? Let us go visit Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right, let us go visit him. We knock at the door. How many times do we knock at the door? We knock three times. The sunnah is that, you know, you knock three times. You know, the first time, if nobody opens, you again, you knock again. The second time, if nobody opens, you knock a third time. So Prophet Muhammad in his home, by the way, my brothers and sisters, look at the home of the Prophet. Look at the house of the Prophet. You know, can you see the furniture? Can you see the furniture? What furniture does he have? Masha, can you see this carpet? This carpet, this silky carpet that just got, you know, shipped from Afghanistan or from Turkey, you know, or from Iran, right? Very beautiful carpet. No, that's not what he had, alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, his home is 3.5 meter by 5.5 meters. Five meter, you know, the height of it is 5 and the width is 3.5. Khalas, this is it. This is the house of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. 3.5 meters long. That's how, what does he have in his home, by the way, alayhi salatu wasalam? What kind of furniture does he have? The type of furniture that the Prophet had, alayhi salatu wasalam, let me count them with you. You know, he had a bedin, and that bedin, alayhi salatu wasalam, was filled with palm leaves. And then he had a pillow also, you know, from, you know, the outside of it is like leather, but the inside is filled with palm leaves. And then he had a cup that he used to drink water in. That is salatu wasalam. And he had a water holder, like a water container. But that water container was made of the gut of an animal, right? So they used to bring it, was the gut of that of an animal, like the sheep or a camel or whatnot. They used to clean that, you know, that gut, and they used to make it like a water holder, you know. So that's what he had, alayhi salatu wasalam. That's all he had. He had a bedding on the ground, and he had hasir, by the way. Hasir is that carpet that made of it's nothing silky or anything. It's just these bushish kind of thing. You know, it's nothing fancy at all. So it just, you know, it's a bedding, it's a pillow, it's a cup, it's a water holder. So here he is sleeping one day, alayhi salatu wassalam, and Aisha was awake. Aisha was awake. And Prophet Muhammad, that day, that night, he was sleeping, but he was reclining and putting his head on the lap of Aisha. Brothers and sisters, are you following, right? Are you following with me here? Those of you on Instagram, those of you on Facebook, are you guys following with me so far? You know? Talk to me quickly. Are you guys following so far? Because we just starting this beautiful, beautiful, you know, film, you know, visiting Prophet Muhammad inside his home, right? Okay, so Prophet Muhammad is in his home, right? Sleeping, reclining on the lap of Aisha. And Aisha, she cried. She cried. Yeah, she cried. Why was she crying? Late at night. And then a tear fell on the cheek of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Prophet woke up. The Prophet woke up. Aisha, she's crying. Rasulullah is sleeping. And he is putting his head, cheek, on the lap of Aisha. How beautiful is that? How romantic is that? How sha'iri is that? How emotional, spiritual is that? Prophet Muhammad reclining on, putting his head on the lap of Aisha. Late at night, Aisha wasn't sleeping. She was, you know, she cried. And then a tear fell on the cheek of the Prophet. So the Prophet woke up. The Prophet woke up and then told Aisha, Aisha, you're crying. Aisha, you're crying. What made you cry? Oh, Aisha, what made you cry? She says, what do you think she would say? Yani, is she complaining about the fact that they didn't even have anything to light up their house? Didn't have, sometimes they would go for a month with no food. The only thing that they would be, you know, like living off of is our dates and water. Date and water. That's all they had. You know, sometimes for over a month, al-aswadan. Al-aswadan, the two black, the dark ones, the two dark ones, date and water. That's all he had, alayhi wasalam. So did she complain that, ya Rasulullah, why are you crying? Why can I not have a place like my other sisters? Why can I not have, you know, I'm the wife of a prophet. I am the wife of a prophet. Can I just not have a nicer place, a bigger place with a decent furniture, the least, a decent life? You know, is this why she was complaining? Is this why she was crying? No, that's not why she was crying. She cried because she said, ya Rasulullah, do people remember their loved ones in the Day of Judgment? What? Do people remember their loved ones in the Day of Judgment? That's what made her cry late at night. I just described to you the home of the Prophet. And she had all the right. You know, if she wasn't happy, then she could move on, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. Yet, she was fully, fully happy, pleased, submitting, you know, herself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She is the wife of a prophet. She is al-mu'mineen. She is your mother and mine. She's your mother and mine. She is the mother of the believers, al-mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha. Right? So, she said, ya Rasulullah, do people remember their loved ones in the Day of Judgment? That was her question. But this time, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, he's sleeping in his bed and Aisha, she's sleeping next to him. And then he would hear the first adhan, the adhan of not Bilal, of Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum. Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum, the blind man, who used to make the first adhan to wake people up to wake people up for tahajjud, or to have their suhoor if they're fasting. You know, so there were two adhans at the time. Even today, my brothers and sisters, if you go to Mecca and Medina, they always have two adhans for fajr. The first adhan to wake people up if they want to have their suhoor or if they want to pray. And then the second adhan is for the salah. So this happened at the time of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. The first adhan was made by Abdullah ibn Maktum, and the second adhan was made by Bilal radiallahu anhu arda. So he would wake up alayhi salatu wasalam. The first thing he would do. What is the first thing do you think Prophet Muhammad would do when he wakes up? The first thing that Prophet Muhammad would do when he wakes up is this. Watch me. Watch me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would rub his eyes to just like remove any sleep, anything that may have come up when he was sleeping alayhi salatu wasalam. Before doing anything or before saying anything, the first thing that he would do is rub his eyes. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he would say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. He would say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. Praise be to Allah, who has given us life after he after he has taken out our souls. And yes, those who sleep and those who actually go to sleep at night, you know, as if they are dead, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them back to life, you know, when they wake up. So the Prophet used to say the very first thing is Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, the very first thing, subhanallah, you know, that the Prophet used to say is Alhamdulillah. The very first thing that our father Adam said in Jannah is Alhamdulillah. He sneezed. And then the angels told him, say Alhamdulillah. So he said, Alhamdulillah. The very first thing that you read in the Quran is Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The very first thing that you and I, inshallah, will say when we enter the Jannah is Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana. Praise be to Allah who has given us guidance. This is the first thing that we shall say once we enter Jannah. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana. Alhamdulillah. This is the very first thing. So the Prophet when he wakes up, he says, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Brothers and sisters, do you say that when you wake up? Those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram. Do you say that when you wake up? Do you say Alhamdulillah? Please, always, before you check your phone, before you check your messages, before you call him or her, before you scream, before you hit your husband, before you slap your husband, before you pinch your husband. I didn't say your wife, huh? So I'm okay. Before you punch him, before you kick him, before Alhamdulillah, and don't kick your husband or punch him or tickle him. No, don't do that. Just, you know, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. And what's the next thing he does, alayhi salatu wasalam? The next thing he does is he takes his miswak. He takes his miswak. So he does this. He says, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. And then he takes his miswak, and then he starts, applying it, alayhi salatu wassalam. He used to have his miswak next to his head. Before he used to enter his home, he used to put the miswak on. Ya salam. Brothers, you know what that means? Let me talk to the brothers. What does that mean, brothers? You know, the first thing Prophet Muhammad does when he enters home is he puts the miswak on. Why does he do that? Why does he do that, brothers and sisters? No, let me talk to the brothers, right? Let me see if the brothers know about this. I mean, you guys should know. Those of you on Facebook, those of you. Why would the Prophet, put the miswak on before entering home? Alayhi salatu. The first thing he does. Who is he going to greet? He's going to greet his wife. رضي الله عنها وارضاها. رضي الله عنهم وارضاهم. So why does he put the miswak on before he enters his home? Like, maybe you take some, preparing to look good to impress his wife? Preparing to look good? Well, if you put the miswak, you don't look good. Maybe you smell good. Maybe you smell good. Exactly, exactly, to smell good. To smell good, because what is going on? A kiss is coming. A kiss is coming. But Ghani, you are the man. You are the man. Yes, because he's going to kiss his wife. So because he's going to kiss his wife, and there is no shame in this. All right? Don't say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Don't play the Pakistani game on me. Don't play the Arabi game on me. Don't play the Sheikhi game on me. Don't play the Sunnah police on me. Don't play the Sunnah police on me. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. I'm telling you what the Prophet does when he goes home. Huh? Until you tell me, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. No, he does. He puts the miswak and then he goes, na'am, to prepare to kiss his wife, radiallahu anhu, ha, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? So, he wants to smell good. You know, somebody, he just, yeah, or somebody, you know, before he enters his home, he takes a cigarette. Huh? He takes a cigarette. And then he goes home. Honey, come. You stay back. You know, you came. I know you're here. You're here. I don't have to come. Salamu alaikum. Okay, good. Khalas, you can stay there. The smell of, I don't know what it is, or somebody just ate, some spicy biryani with some curry, and there's like, you know, things coming out his mouth. Yani, smell of the curry, the smell of the spices, the smell of the this, and the smell of the garlic, and the smell of the onions, because he's eating all that raw onions and the raw, garlic, and then all these things, you know, and then he goes home. Assalamu alaikum. Kya hal hai? Abka chalo. Jao. What? Jao. I want to give you a kiss. I miss you. I want to give you a kiss. Zakallah khair. You can kiss me from the air. Give me an air kiss. Huh? You stay back there and give me an air kiss from far. Give me an air kiss like this. Ahsan. Even don't do. Why don't do? Because that I will smell the biryani. I will smell the spices, I will smell the red onion, and I will smell the white onion, and I will smell the yellow onion, I will smell the what else? I will smell the garlic. No, just do this. Kida, ahsan. Don't do. What is going on here, man? I mean, I know maybe I'm exaggerating, huh? Maybe, but you get the point, don't you? You get the point. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would take the miswak. He would take the miswak and then he would wrap his plate to his teeth, kida, and then he would go home, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But now he's sleeping, right? He just woke up. So as he just woke up, he went to again brush, brush his teeth, alayhi salatu wasalam, with the miswak, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he, after saying alhamdulillah. الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. And then if he needs to make wudu, he will go and make wudu. If he needs to go and take a shower, he will go and take a bath. And sometimes he would go straight to his salah without wudu. Why? Because he just spent the whole night, and maybe his eyes are closed, but his heart didn't sleep at all. He did not sleep. So he would go straight into salah. A lot of people didn't know this. A lot of people didn't know this. So sometimes, as soon as he wakes up, right, he will go either make wudu, or if he needs to take a bath, he will go and make a, and take a bath. Or sometimes he would go straight and make wudu, and pray. Why? Because he did not sleep at all, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So sometimes he would go and lead the salah without wudu. Why? Because he already had his wudu. He didn't break it, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, and then he would start with two rakat, very light ones. These two light rakat, very light ones, these are just to get him to get started with the long qiyam that he used to do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he would rakatan, you know, this qiyam of the Prophet. Maybe we should go and talk about the qiyam. I'm going to make one session just talking about the qiyam of the Prophet Muhammad, the night prayer of the Prophet. Yes, I'm going to have one session talking about the night prayer of the Prophet Muhammad. So now let's just talk about, you know, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam after he hears the adhan of Bilal radiallahu anhu wa'adah. After he hears the adhan of Bilal, Bilal says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then the Prophet will say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The Prophet will say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. The Prophet would say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And then the Prophet would say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Bilal would say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And Bilal will, and the Prophet would say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. He is Muhammad. So he bears witness that he is Rasulullah. And Bilal will say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And Prophet Muhammad will say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Bilal will say, Hayya ala salam. And then the Prophet would say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might, no power except with Allah. And then Bilal would say, Hayya ala salam. And then the Prophet would say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then Bilal would say, Hayya ala al-falah. Come to success. Prophet will say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might and no power except with Allah. Then Bilal will say, Hayya ala al-falah. And then the Prophet would say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might, no power except with Allah. And then Bilal will say, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Salat is better than nawm. Salat is better, sisters, brothers. Salat is better than sleeping. And then the Prophet will say, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. And then the Prophet Muhammad again will say, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Then Bilal will say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then the Prophet would say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then Bilal would say, La ilaha illallah. And then the Prophet would say, La ilaha illallah. And then he would say, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعته المقام المحمود الذي وعدته. This is the dua that the Prophet used to say right after hearing the adhan. Memorize it. If you don't know it, memorize it. And then repeat after the muadhin, when you hear the muadhin, right? And then say this dua. Even if you have, let's say, your alarm that has the adhan at home, since now after this lockdown, a lot of people are praying at home, you can have this adhan on your phone, the adhan on your computer, on your laptop, whatever, right? If it, you know, the adhan kicks out, you can repeat, you know, after the muadhin, and then you say at the end, اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آتي محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعته المقام المحمود الذي وعدته. Then the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام would pray to rak'ah in his home. He would pray to rak'ah in his home. The first rak'ah, he will recite al-Fatiha. then قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. And then the second rak'ah, he will recite Al-Fatiha, and then he would read, and then he would recite قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. These are the two rak'ah that the Prophet used to pray. He used to say, listen to this, brothers and sisters, he used to say rak'at al-fajr خير من الدنيا وما فيها. الله أكبر الله أكبر. He used to say the two rak'ah of Fajr, which is the sunnah. This is the two sunnah, the two rak'ah that you pray before Fajr Salah. He used to say the two rak'ah of Fajr are better than the entire life and whatever it contains. خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Imagine two rak'ah of Fajr. There's some people who don't pray those two rak'ah of Fajr. There's some people who don't pray Fajr at all. They don't pray Fajr at all. They just pray whenever they wake up. Those who pray. And there are others, alhamdulillah, who never miss Salat al-Fajr on time in the masjid. Who are crying today, tears, tears, because the masjids have been shut down and they cannot go and pray at the masjids. So the Prophet would pray those two rak'ah. What would he do like, you know, after that, brothers and sisters? What would he do? Imagine what would the Prophet do after that, says, brothers. Can you? Who can tell me? Let me see if you guys are following with me here. What does the Prophet Muhammad do after he prays two rak'at of Fajr? Huh? Those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, what does the Prophet Muhammad do, alayhi salatu wasalam, after he prays two rak'at Fajr Sunnah? Sunnah, the Sunnah. What does he do after that, inshallah? Who can guess? Who can tell me? Go to the mosque? No, he does not go to the mosque. He does not go to the mosque. What does he do? What does he do? Who can tell me? Those of you on Facebook as well, please. MashaAllah, we've got, mashaAllah, great attendance today. You know, what does he do, guys? Yalla, Yashmin, she says, go to the mosque. You know, light spread, he would wake wife up, walk to the mosque. No, he goes to the masjid. No, I just said no. No, he does not go to the masjid yet. No, 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 no. Yeah, any light spread, you're about right there. Make dua. No, not yet, no, not yet, no, 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 no. No, you know, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not make dua. No, wait for Bilal to come and call him. Yes, he would wait for Bilal. But in the meantime, while he's waiting for Bilal, what does he do? Yes, he would wake his wife up if she's not awake. But if she's awake, he would go and talk to his wife. If he's sleeping that night with Aisha, he would have a small chat with Aisha. As-salamu alayka, Aisha. Sabah al-khair. As-salamu alayka. As-salamu alayki. Ayush or Aish. Kayfa asbaht. Kayfa kan. How was your day? How was your morning? How did you sleep well? He would just have that normal chit-chat between a husband and wife. Early in the morning, he would do his salah, his two rak'at sunnah. Before going to the masjid, let me check on my wife first. Whoever he's spending the night with that night, he will talk to them, you know, asking about them, asking about their night. You know, how's everything? Did you have a beautiful sleep? Did you see any dreams? Maybe, I know, if she's seen a dream, like a vision, the Prophet would interpret that dream for her, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But if Aisha, let's say, she cannot pray, if Aisha, she cannot pray, as you understand, right? She cannot pray. Then Prophet Muhammad would go and not sleep. He would recline on his right side and wait. Wait for Bilal to come and say, once the masjid gets filled with people, because they used to wait, that people who live in the outskirts of Medina, they walk, you know, they have to walk to the masjid, right? Like Abu Bakr. You know, Uthman and others, you know, sometimes they had to go, you know, and they walk all the way to the masjid. So he gives them time, you know, for the masjid for everybody to come to the masjid. And then Bilal will come to the Prophet ﷺ from outside of the door. And then he would say, As-salah ya Rasulullah, as-salah ya Rasulullah. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Allahumma salli wa sallim. You would say, As-salah, as-salah, ya Rasulullah. As-salah, as-salah, O Prophet of Allah. As-salah, as-salah, O Prophet of Allah. And then, you know, and then Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, as he's reclining, I mean, on his right side, and then he will go, he will stand up, and then he will open, you know, his door. And then, after he went and he spoke to Aisha and asking about her and how was she and talking to her about her night. This is if she's awake, you know. If she's not awake, he will wake her up. And if she does not pray, then he would go and recline on his right side, and then he would wait for Bilal to come. Bilal would say, Salat, Salah, ya Rasulullah, prayer, O Rasulullah. And then the Prophet Muhammad would stand up, he would open the door, and then he would step with the right foot, alayhi salatu wasalam, he would step with his right foot to inside the masjid, because whenever he used to enter the masjid, he would enter the masjid with his right foot, and then he would say, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah, Allahumma ghfir li dhunubi waftah li abwab rahmatik, Allahumma ghfir li dhunubi waftah li abwab rahmatik. He would open the door, and then he would put his right foot first, and he would say, Alhamdulillah, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah, all the time, Bismillah, before he starts anything, Bismillah, before you go out, Bismillah, when you come back home, Bismillah, when you close the door, Bismillah, when you open the door, Bismillah, when you turn the car, you know, your car on, you know, the ignition on, say Bismillah, when you start cooking, Bismillah, when you drop something and you want to pick it up, Bismillah, when you give something, Bismillah, when you take something from someone, say Bismillah, all the time, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, in the name of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bless whatever you're doing. So Prophet Muhammad will open the door and then say, Bismillah, wa salatu wassalam ala rasulillah, a'udhu billahi al-azim, wa wajhihi al-kareem, wa sultanihi al-qadeem, min ash-shaytan al-rajim, Allahumma ghfir li dhunubi, waftah li abwab rahmatik. And then he will go to lead the prayer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would lead the prayer, alayhi salatu wassalam. It was known that Prophet Muhammad used to, especially for Salat al-Fajr, he would elongate it a little bit. He would elongate it a little bit, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would make it long, Salat al-Fajr, alayhi salatu wassalam. And then after praying Salat al-Fajr, you know, and the Sahaba are behind them. Imagine the Sahaba are praying behind the Prophet, Rasulullah alayhi wasallam. They're praying behind him. They're listening to the Quran coming out from the mouth of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad, they will hear the Quran coming out from the beautiful, beautiful mouth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then when the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam will finish the Salah, as soon as he will finish the salah, he will say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And then he will start making istighfar, the very first thing. The very first thing. Before even that, something that maybe I missed, when the Sahaba are standing for the salah, before even the Prophet Muhammad used to start the salah, he would always go around the lines, making sure that the lines are straight. And he used to tell them, استووا تراصوا اعتدلوا صووا صفوفكم يرحمكم الله صووا صفوفكم يرحمكم الله يرحمكم فإن تسوية الصفوف من تمام الصلاة. He would go make sure, no, line by line, making sure the line are straight, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot, like this, you know, they don't need no gaps for the shaitan, making sure the lines are straight. And then he would tell them, استووا تراصوا, straighten up your lines, تراصوا قيموا صفوفكم يرحمكم صووا صفوفكم يرحمكم الله فإن تسوية الصفوف من تمام الصلاة. And then he would lead his salah صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then it was narrated or reported that the Prophet would normally recite about 60 ayat for Salat al-Fajr. about 60 ayat that Prophet Muhammad would normally, you know, lead the Salat al-Fajr with, alayhi salat wa salam. Can you imagine? You are behind the Prophet Muhammad, you're behind, you know, you're with the Sahaba praying behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. And then he would finish the salah, and after he finished the salah, the very first thing he would say, astaghfirullah, 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 three times. Why? Why would the Prophet make istighfar? Why would the Prophet make istighfar? He just finished the salah. Why does he have to seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal? He just finished the prayer. He just did something good. He just worshipped Allah. He was in a state of obedience. He was in a state of worship. Why? After finishing the salah, he would say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And then what would he do, alayhi salatu wasalam? He would turn, what, turn to what? You know, when does he turn facing the Sahaba? When does he turn? Does he turn, you know, after finishing the dhikr? Does he turn to his right? Does he turn towards his left? How does he turn, alayhi salatu wasalam? And then what does he ask the Sahaba? What does he tell them? What does, you know, after the salah, does he ask them any questions? Does he look around? Something happens. So what does the beautiful thing that happened? You know, kids, all of a sudden we hear kids happening. We see kids coming to see what? To do what with Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam? Then the Prophet, you know, what do the Sahaba? What do the Sahaba do when after finishing the salah? Do they go back to their homes or do they stay in the masjid? What does the Prophet do after he finishes the salah? Does he go home or does he stay in the masjid? Until when does he stay to the masjid? When does he go back home? And where? What home does he go to? Because he has, you know, the homes of all his wives in there. So who's the first wife he goes to visit before coming to the masjid? In fact, who does he go to visit? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even before coming to the masjid and then going back to the masjid, does he eat anything after he goes back to the, you know, back home? Does he eat anything? And then around midday, where does he go now? You know, around midday and around Duha time, where does he go, alayhi salatu wasalam, around Duha time? We want to learn more about Prophet Muhammad. We want to learn more about a day with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is why I call it walking with the Prophet, or upon the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to see his face in Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. What a blessing. What a blessing to be able to see the Prophet Muhammad in Jannah. Ya Allah. What an honor to be able to be, you know, this is the ultimate, you know, success, is to be able to be with the Prophet in Jannah and to see the Prophet in Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. We want to spend more time with the Prophet Muhammad. So brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Thank you so much for joining. We will resume tomorrow, insha'Allah ta'ala. We will resume tomorrow, insha'Allah ta'ala. More about another day with the Prophet Muhammad. Another day, because we saw the night. We want to see the day of the Prophet. What does he do again throughout the day? We want to go to that, insha'Allah ta'ala, tomorrow, same time. 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 10:30 p.m. UK Time, insha'Allah ta'ala. Thank you so much for joining, brothers and sisters. Those of you on Facebook, thank you so much for joining. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah reward you. May Allah bless you. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Those of you on Instagram, thank you so much for joining. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Thank you, Nawal. Thank you, Shazia. Thank you, Muslima Nasima. Thank you, Riyad Ibtisam. Thank you, Karima. Thank you, Light Spread. Thank you, Yashmin. Thank you, Fatima. Thank you, Brother Ghani. Thank you, Shazia. Thank you, Baizuraya. Thank you, Nawal. Thank you. All right, all of you, whoever are there. Thank you, Sophie Saeed. Thank you. Thank you, guys. May Allah bless you. Thank you for joining. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah.